This is your station, 88.9 KETR. Welcome to your Friday, and it's time to speak with Alice Reese. She is the movie reviewer for the Greenville and Rockwall Herald Banner. Joins us every Friday at this time, volunteers to tell us about what's going on this weekend in the box office. And let's first recap last weekend. It's a record-setting The Avengers, Alice, and you were a fan of that one going in.
Yes, I still didn't know it would be that big.
Okay.
It's humongous, the biggest opening of any movie ever. And they're planning sequels, so we'll have this for years to come, I guess. It beat Harry Potter, the last Harry Potter, which had been the first, the biggest.
What did you envision, I guess?
Oh, I thought they'd have over 100.
Okay.
I just didn't ever, 200, whatever. 207, I think, is what they said. And then it's already worldwide. It had opened earlier internationally, so it's up, it'll make $1 billion before no time.
Yeah. So I'm assuming the movies we're about to talk about aren't going to be overtaking The Avengers anytime soon.
I doubt it. Well, it's possible that Dark Shadows will do some business.
All right, let's talk about Dark Shadows.
This is Johnny Depp collaborating once again for the eighth time with Tim Burton.
Yep.
They've been made all these movies together. And this is, nobody's old enough to remember, I happen to, there was a Gothic TV series. It was a soap opera that was on in the daytime from 1966 to 71. And it was about a vampire who named Barnabas Collins, who came back into that period, which was late 1960s. And he'd been buried for two centuries, and he shows back up. He's played by Johnny Depp, of course, in a white face, which one of the things that bothered me a lot was that there were times in the movie when the Barnabas character wears this wide-brimmed hat and these dark glasses, and he has a very pallid skin, and he looks a great deal like Michael Jackson, which kind of was distracting to
really
me.
You know, in the previews, I thought this was like a second Edward Scissorhands for a second before they flashed
the
title.
He's got the fingers, too.
Yeah.
Yes, it's kind of got some of that. Yes, a little tribute in there to that stuff. But it's done as a campy comedy. That's all they could do with it. And Barnabas Collins moves back in with his descendants, led by Michelle Pfeiffer as Elizabeth Collins Stoddard. And she's really good. All the actors in this are just spot on, perfectly cast. And she says, okay, so he's a vampire, so what? We'll let him live here, whatever. And their mansion, which had been magnificent, was all falling down, and so he's kind of ambitious, and he gets the place going again, and he gets their canning factory going again, and then he takes out some time to nibble on some necks every once in a while.
And I see Tim Burton's wife is again in this.
Yes. She steals the movie, Helena Bonham Carter. She plays the live-in family psychiatrist because they're all nuts. I mean, these people are just truly, truly messed up. And but she's most of the time a little tipsy, and she does steal the movie. And they kind of imply a sequel for that. She's at the end. Something makes me think maybe, it's all coming back. One of the outstanding things, they have popular entertainer of the time, Alice Cooper, who comes and performs at the happening they have at Collingwood, their house.
Okay.
And he's there, straight jacket and all. He's the real guy. Fits right in with these guys.
Of course. Okay, so Dark Shadows.
Yes.
Darling Companion is another one.
This is the opposite end of the spectrum. This is by Lawrence Kasdan, the director who did The Big Chill and Grand Canyon and actually wrote Indiana Jones, the original. And he hasn't made a movie in a while. And this is sort of a sweet story about and it's comedy also, with Diane Keaton as this woman who finds this dog on the side of the road, and she names it Freeway. Well, the dog ends up being a catalyst for everything that happens in the family because her daughter, Beth, who's played by Elizabeth Moss, ends up marrying their veterinarian who takes care of the Freeway dog. And the wedding takes place in Colorado the Winters family, and at their vacation home. And somehow Freeway runs away after the wedding, and the whole story is about this whole group of people, these wedding guests, everybody trying to find this dog in the wilderness. And it turns out to be quite sweet. It's been criticized for being old-fashioned, but it's sweet, and it kind of draws back together. Her husband, the Diane Keaton's character's husband, is played by Kevin Kline. and Oscar winners, both of them. And also they have Diane Weist, who's an Oscar winner, and a very fine cast. And it's, you know, it's a group of old people, so whatever. I liked it a lot.
Does it work for younger people?
I think so. I think it's a sweet enough story. And there are several younger people in the cast. There's this Israeli actress named Ayla Zerer and Mark Duplass, who's also for the younger generation. They're there.
Let's talk about another one I'm not familiar with, the Best Exotic Marigold Hotel.
Well, these poor British retirees, they're people who didn't save enough money, and they become snookered by these ads that they see for this luxurious but inexpensive retirement hotel in India. So several of them move there, and they plan to, you know, it's like outsourcing their retirement.
Okay.
And the cast is absolutely phenomenal. It's the best of the Brits. Judy Dench, Maggie Smith, Tom Wilkinson, Bill Nye, and several others. And they leave England. They take up permanent residence at this place. But unfortunately, it had been formerly a stunning place, but now it's a decaying structure, which does not live up to the Marigold proprietor Sonny. He had photoshopped this brochure and it look really good.
Oh no!
So they're there in this dilapidated place, and they're kind of stuck. But India is played up for its fascinating backdrop as a colorful and chaotic and people. Highly populated place, and it's got romance in among the elders, and it's quite a good movie. Directed, by the way, by John Madden, who did Shakespeare in Love.
Okay, neat. Okay, so there's another one for maybe an older audience, but does it work for a younger audience?
They're advertising it really big for Mother's Day. You know, take your mom
gotcha.
To see this, but it's I don't. I think it would appeal to other younger people too. It's a good. Comic drama.
How long do you think the Avengers will stay at the top of the box office?
Just a couple of weeks, because we've got, I mean, I don't know what all is coming out. Not anything that big. It'll be a while, probably two more anyway.
Okay. Thanks again, Alice. Appreciate talking to you every week.
I like talking to you too.
Alice Reese, the movie reviewer for the Greenville and Rockwall Herald Banner. We'll be back with your local newscast next.